When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You are listening to the This Life podcast with Dr. Drew Pinsky
and Emily Moore sitting across from me.
That's right. We're doing it this time. So check it out. Thanks for listening. Yeah.
You live.
And welcome, everybody. Emily Morris, as the intro says, right there.
Thank you for joining me. I love being here.
I love having you. So thank you for doing this. So, Emily, let's talk about your podcast.
Okay. Sex with Emily is my podcast. Sex with Emily. You can find it everywhere. And it's really a great place for people to go and ask all those sex and relationship questions that they have nowhere else to ask.
It's amazing to me that in this day of internet, when they can sort of find anything, they still need a person to help them walk through this
stuff. Well, you know, it's very like we take calls. It's like Loveline. People, I don't know who to talk to. What can you trust online, really? And I got to help them break down all their specific, you know, examples, whatever's going on.
What's
in their
the
life.
Latest stuff?
I think that, like, it was a big year of anal.
Again? Seems like we had that was like 10 years ago. So 1995.
I think people are more. No, it really is. I told you the last 20 years it was the biggest advancement. I think people are really curious about modern relationships, how to navigate alternative relationships right now. Alternative relationships, modern relationships. It's the most powerful time right now, the best time to be single. There was a huge study that came out. Really?
Well, that other voice you hear is my next guest, and let me do a little more of an intro here.
But I'm old.
People are getting married.
Fred Stoller, everybody.
Oh, wait, what were you saying? They asked questions about anal?
It is the best time to, well, you know, hey, we're on Facebook. We're not going to.
Hang on.
Let me talk. I'm interrupting.
Susan's like, nope.
Let me throw your stuff.
This relates to Dr. Drew.
Go ahead.
When I did Loveline with Mike Catherwood,
he
goes, we have a bet. Has Fred ever done anal sex? That's what I can't believe you and Mike were trying to figure that out. So I don't want to talk about that. I don't remember who predicted what.
You can see Fred and no mentions of anal sex on Fred and Vinny, his award-winning documentary, really, right?
Well, no, but it doesn't matter.
It's a doc. It's sort of based on a true story.
Yes.
Oh, it's all acted. It's not docu sort of stuff.
It's sort of like that, but the thing is, it's about me and a friend, and I didn't realize how pathetic I was till people described it as a movie about two pathetic people.
Oh,
and I was playing myself. Well, and I guess I go all over the place with him, like. It's weird because, like, I'm new to life with edibles, and I'll have, like, I'll go high, like I'm going up an elevator to the World Trade Center, whatever it would be now.
This is Duncan Trussell's sort of metaphor.
Yeah, I'm going up, and then I come down, and I see myself as this weird, lonely, middle-aged guy walking around. I really see myself through other people, and it's that bad part.
When you're on edibles?
Yeah.
Coming down
So you just got to stay up?
I was going to ask a stupid question. Why do you come down? Because you go up. So then, I'm this thing. I like this. I hate reality. This isn't reality. But then you come back to reality squared, 1,000%.
Which isn't necessarily.
Where I see myself as the pathetic guy.
So
you see me.
Because also Fred's book is Maybe We'll Have You Back. Please go check it out. How do you get a signed copy?
Well, now I'm actually selling them. I bought some remainders. If you go on my Twitter thing, I have, I guess, a link for my PayPal. $20. I'll throw in Dumb and Dumber postcards. I was in Dumb and Dumber, which is as recent as my work has been. No. And I'll sign it. And, yeah, so that's my book.
All right. And we have a special guest coming in after the break who's really going to coach you up. Good.
Yes.
Also, our friends at Hydrolite. We'll talk about them later. And our friends at Bergamet and Bergamet Femme. These are two products I stand behind firmly. Particularly Hydrolite. I've had the flu this last couple weeks, and I've been using Hydrolite like crazy.
I have a Hydrolite problem.
You use it every day?
Every single day. Yeah, like if I don't have one, I freak out.
So does the producer. Yes. Good. That's good. So, Fred, you contacted me.
Yes.
And he asked to be with you, Emily.
Okay.
I thought she was nurturing until she called me pathetic. No,
no,
I'm just kidding.
I was just asking.
I'm a big silly.
I love you.
Actually, I go all over the place. Drew made a joke on his podcast, and Norm MacDonald didn't like it. But let's not go there.
Okay. What?
Remember you said, speaking of being delusional and nervy, how's it working with Norm? And he reached out on Twitter.
Oh, I was just being
How dare you diagnose me? You're being a comedian.
I love Norm.
Yeah.
I love Norm.
I
and I came to see you and him at the Ice House.
Yes.
And it was one of my more fun experiences at a comedy club. So,
thank you.
No, Norm is a genius.
Yes, I know. I reached out to you.
No.
And I Emily, yes, for your very nurturing. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And long story short, which it won't be, I've never done online dating. I've hardly done dating. And I'm thinking of it only because I think I've kind of given up on a lot of things. I'm confused because I don't know.
Why'd you contact me?
Yeah.
What was your
I don't
thinking?
Know how to do it. I don't know what I want.
So I
want to
start
know.
Dating again.
I don't
Bottom
know
line.
If I do. Now I'm confused. Because, but Emily, this is what I think. In a perfect world, which is this is not, you would think someone either gets me or not, either to a very small minority of women, Johnny Depp, I wouldn't go that far, this many, or I'm Hinkley to most all the others, you know. So there's no middle ground. So either I hate trying to explain myself.
Hinkley's sort of a modern reference.
Oh, you don't know who Hinkley is?
Of course,
he shot
I do.
Reagan.
Yes, I do know shot Reagan. I was actually around then.
Yes. That's how old I am as a comedian. I used to do Hinkley junks. Like, oh, I mailed a letter to my pen pal last week, Jodie Foster. That was one of my jokes. And I don't update.
Okay,
so Fred
dating,
is
up?
a comedic actor. He's a successful comedian and stand-up. And he's middle-aged. He's been very insecure much of his life. His mom, Pearl, who you could see at the Dr. Drew podcast, it's sort of behind a paywall, but she and I had several interviews, discussions
now
together.
Now she doesn't like you.
Now she thinks I don't know what she thinks, but
she
I love
hates
Pearl.
Drew, yes.
I don't know if she hates me.
She doesn't trust you.
Yeah, she feels as though I was trying to do something, and I was just chatting with her, and it's about Fred, really. Anyway, she was a major figure in his life and was not what you call
nurturing.
Encouraging. Which is why
she never hugged me or said I love you, but I don't want to
We're not going to create another
victim.
But you've
forgiven her, right? And you've moved on.
Yeah, well,
she
this
did
is
the best she could with
yes.
her upbringing.
Yes. Well, the people don't understand just because you forgive someone and I've no grudges, it's still stressful talking to her. Just her voice, I cringe. It's even when she's not being negative. It, you know what I mean? I
get it. It's a trigger.
Sort of just,
well,
let's,
we'll
traumatized.
Give an, we'll,
let's go
we'll
back
give
to
an
dating.
Example. Give an example. Like when Fred, we had it on your pod, and we were talking about you date or psychic. One of the Susan psychics was saying that you were going to get a find true love. And what did Pearl say?
No, it's never going to happen. No one wants Freddie.
This she makes goes, a lot of sense. Though.
Yes.
I think you need to block your mom on Facebook.
Yep.
Like you
well, she doesn't
she
text.
Like, you said you were afraid to look at. She was going to see something on Facebook.
Well, I have people.
You've had therapy, right, Fred?
Yes and no. Meaning I've had it, but
like you went
this
twice?
Is a whole new discussion, a whole other thing. I really, we've had this before. I think.
Don't look at your coach. He's coming later.
Okay. I once made a joke to my friend. I said, therapy's okay if you've been molested, you touch little boys, you accidentally shot your brother. And he goes, I had all three. But I think.
Is that the coach I'm bringing in later?
No, someone else said that. I think therapy, talking, is good. You know, you're traumatized in the war, or it's like acting.
So you have mother issues, major.
Yes, but if I've gone through that where it is what it is. I'm
okay.
never going to be happy talking to her.
Thing.
What about just having somebody in your corner to be a supportive emotional presence while you navigate these things like that?
I think for me, I'm much better at trusting my feelings. I used to save it for the session. And most of them are out of their fucking mind. You hear stories that then they're going, let's do a comedy team together.
I've had
the most inappropriate shrinks and trying to set me up on blind dates asking to read spec scripts and wanting to be a helicopter traffic reporter, one of them. So they're nuts. But that being said, the issue, and this relates to dating, is I've struggled my whole life trusting my feelings. Like, is it okay if I'm not attracted to someone? Is it okay I don't like stand-up? Is this guy an asshole? And I would go on dates with women, and I have great gut feelings. Mm-hmm. I thought of it like an idea for a movie where I'm a great psychic, but I have no confidence. Like, I have psychic ability, but I go, nah. You know, so I have gut feelings about people, but I would tape phone calls with my mother and play it, wanting validation. Do you see why I'm screwed up? Isn't she off? And she was like Mr. Ed would only talk for Wilbur, and then it looks like I'm exaggerating. So I used to that's why I don't like therapy. Right. Is it okay if I feel this? Is this guy a jerk? Is it okay if I'm friends with someone?
You just got to trust your own.
That's what I'm
dealing
with.
And I know that you know
he's
this.
He's
got to
be the trusting psychic.
It's the, Yeah, you got to be trusting yourself
but
first.
But I'm saying I do that better without having the mentors anymore. Right, the gurus.
Again, okay, fine. Let's talk about dating.
But you want Emily to help you.
Well, no, dating is a whole new thing.
Okay, right. I'm here for you. Talk to me.
Before you do, let me just say, I've noticed, we haven't really been around each other in a while, a year or something like that. Your mood is much better.
Thank you.
It's the edibles?
The positive things. Well, I think yes, edibles. It's I'm in my later 50s, and late in life, I discovered edibles. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And I thought drugs were like robo chicken, you know, like stoners. It really opens your mind, and I have these.
Do not disparage robots. My friend Seth Green, robot chickens.
Whatever, but that's what I thought pot was. Hey, I watched a doobie, and you know, whatever. So I really have these enlightenments where, hey, you know, these things I meditate. So you have a realization you can't articulate. You know, that all this stuff about, hey, I had one that even the annoying people in my life, I created them. It's like
you did.
Yes.
See, that's even reality. You create your entire reality.
Exactly.
Is in your head. It's all in our head. So if you can realize that voice in your head that's not trusting you is you talking to you.
Absolutely.
And you get to choose the side.
Absolutely.
Every day, new possibility.
I've come to a lot more positive realizations that even the annoying people, they sort of amuse me. It's like funny. Like when I had that restraining order because of Dr. Drew. Well,
Fred and I have
been. There's so much to unpack here already.
I know.
This guy.
There was a guy obsessed banging my door because he wanted to go on Dr. Drew with me. I shouldn't talk.
I don't know how the guy got my head and my name in his head, but he would literally, because he would video this guy. Trying to beat your door
because
down.
When we, and he'd leave notes. When are we going to do Pinsky?
Yeah.
And I need to tell the world
was
about
this real
your
or was this when you were on podcast?
No, this was for real.
You know something? I am glad I didn't do an edible when this guy would bang on my door, kicking it, screaming, when are we going to do Pinsky?
He was a guy that Fred wrote about.
I didn't use his name.
In his Seinfeld book.
Oh, okay.
And now he insists that Fred is my Seinfeld year. Is that the one that you wrote about? And this guy insists that Fred ruined his life, even though he wasn't even mentioned in it.
No. So I treated that as almost like I'm in a curvy enthusiasm, and this is like a thing I have to go to court.
It was like a curb episode.
Yeah.
And you did go to court.
Yes, I got a 2-year restraining order. So now, you know, I'm not religious.
Wait, to repeat what the guy said in court and what the judge said.
Just too much.
But that one moment, the judge goes, what's with this podcast or something? Remember the judge asked him?
Oh, it's just a book.
What's a podcast?
I can't remember. The best was at the end, she goes, you're a writer, write. Just write. Stop with this. You know, so.
So you were the other guy.
But the thing is, let's talk about
dating. I'm the one trying to
focus. I know. I got
to
rein me in. I'm annoying.
You make me feel like the most focused I've ever been on the planet. No, you're so not annoying. I just want to help you here.
No, okay.
I want a breakthrough for you.
Okay, so basically, I've always been insanely, insanely adverse to online dating for many, many reasons. I had an anxiety attack explaining to someone why dating gives me anxiety. On the Uber here, the Uber driver was, I felt like I was on a date going, why don't you work? I go, well, I'm older, it's slow. Oh, you should. Do you hand out pictures? Do you do this? And so I'm happiest when I don't try to be got. Like my new friend's here, she doesn't want to be seen. We just click because we have insane mothers and stuff. So
yeah, she's your other friend's girlfriend.
Right.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Why he felt safe.
No, I'm saying I hate. Either on a date, either my head's down and I don't feel like explaining myself, or I'm talking too much like this, meaning I like you guys. So I hate, they're like auditions, and I've had dates, okay, the last few dates I had, they judge me, like, how come you've never been married? And they listen to me on podcasts. Two of them admitted they're trying to figure out what's wrong with me. And
how are you?
Because you lead with that.
I lead with that?
You lead with that's what you talk about is what's wrong with you.
No.
Well, and people ask me every day, why haven't you been married? Do you have kids? Like, that's
no,
what happens
all right,
on dates.
My last,
and you're
I had
hearing
a,
it that way.
I had a blind date a few months ago. Mm-hmm. So the woman did her reconnaissance going, has he been married? No. Has he been a long relationship? I don't think so. So right away she goes, Mekami, I'm making up her name. Mekami said,
Mekalikahai,
Mekalikahai. You know, now they're right. We'll never know who that
Mekami
is.
Mekami said, you're this and or they hear me on podcasts and they do research. You know, you've never been married, so no, they've
but
asked me that.
You could say, you could say something very positive, like, you know what, I was very depressed and I was very, and now I've had enlightenment and I've had insight and I'm now ready to rock.
Yeah.
I'm ready
yes.
to do
you got
to
practice.
Also, I'm not sure if I mean ready to rock. I'm not sure. Maybe I am happy now. Maybe
you're happier. I'll tell you that.
Yes. No. Maybe I don't want to. Like, I've tried dating a woman, and she's an actress, and she's pretty, but she's in these one woman shows, these plays where they rub asses against each other. I don't know what they're talking.
You're just as
doing.
Judgmental of all these women as you are of yourself.
Well, I don't want to see bad plays.
Yeah, they are of you. But they're not. But they're not. What?
They're bad plays, and you have to pretend it was good.
Emily, they're not, but they're. Huh?
Wait, they're in bed. Right. I feel like you got to just look at this. You should go. Dating online is like if you actually want to meet someone, maybe you'll meet a really good friend. That's what happens. I've met a lot of good friends.
Okay. Here are my concerns.
Not a lot, but a few.
I'm not a celebrity, but I had a blind date with a woman talking about a boyfriend. I go, wait. She goes, oh, I want to meet you for the contacts. I hear Raymond wants female writers, and you know so-and-so.
No.
Or they'll tell me, you know who's on the date? Chris Rowley's brother. I'm not making that up. Or something like the guy who was in Groundhog Day. So now, like, I'm in a novelty. And I've had the shame issue, I have to admit. And I don't know how to write a profile selling myself. And
you could pay people to do that.
Okay.
I'll help you. It'll take us 5. You don't have to pay me.
And I don't want to be in a relationship for the sake of it. It's not like I'm looking for real estate.
I think we should write his profile right
now.
Someone wrote me a good one.
Oh, you already have one. See, you've always.
But I haven't used it.
You're putting up so many excuses.
Emily,
I
have. See if it's good.
My anxiety is off the charts, believe it or not.
So really? It's hard to believe.
Even though I'm happier, but on a date. I'm happy when I'm not trying to explain myself, when I'm not trying to be got, when I'm not trying to go, oh, look how this
yeah,
I
so
am.
Yeah, so just have fun and meet a friend.
I feel like you got to switch this, like, this is the one, I'm looking for a girlfriend.
What site should you use?
Looking to have a great conversation.
Okay, here's another problem I have.
Bumble.
Tell me how to do this.
Yeah. Don't look at me when you ask
that. Okay, I feel guilty if I'm on a date and I'm not attracted to the woman because I have negative friends. Oh, you're going to be 60. Take who you can get. You know, and I feel, because, yeah, then you'll go, what about you, Fred? You're skinny. The way you said, what about you at plays?
But you know what? When you're not attracted to somebody, you're not attracted to somebody.
Yeah. I know, but trusting my feelings. So I'd go out again trying to, you know, friends will come on. Or so what? She's in a one-woman show where she spits at the audience. It's passion. You know, she's expressing herself.
Right.
So this sounds like a Curb Your Enthusiasm bit where it's true. I tried going out with a woman, and she had a lot of facial hair, not a beard, but you could see in the light like a lot of orange and sideburns.
Sam, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess.
It's like a Dr. Seuss character.
I so didn't trust my feelings that I brought around the friend to go, you saw it too? And he said, yeah. So I didn't trust my eyesight. That's OCD. And so, yeah. So I feel, what do you do, Emily, when if you have a date and you're not attracted? And what do you go next?
Yeah, you know? You just go out for a drink, or you go out for coffee.
But they go, okay, this is good, and
you're like, this was good. I don't feel like there's a connection in this way.
That's
but
hard
thanks
for me to do.
Yeah, but so you
I used
practice
to lie,
it.
Say I'm going to do a skiing movie in Canada. For
just
three
be honest,
months.
Yeah, I didn't really feel a romantic connection, but this was
that's
great.
So hard
do you have
for me to
do that at the end of these.
If she says I want to see you again, say, you know what, I wasn't feeling a connection in that way.
What if you couldn't? You just say that I could tell it's hard for him. Couldn't you do something like? You know what? I'm just kind of – I'm doing this whole dating thing looking for friends. This has been really fun, but
yeah.
I'm not really going to
– Okay.
You could say that too.
That's why I have 5,000 Facebook –
You got to practice.
Racist Facebook friends I don't know because I can't say no. Oh, they're all ridiculous. Yeah. I'm trying to unfriend a lot of them.
It's not that hard. You just
I know. I feel guilty defriending people. I feel guilty saying no. You're like that too. And
yes,
you get talked into podcasts and sizzle reels and stuff you don't want to do.
Yeah, I've heard hard time
I'm
no
getting
too.
Much better. Yeah, so it's trusting my feelings. That's why I feel I'm ready. I'm positive. I'm having new, younger friends. All my friends have given up. And
right, you've asked Emily to solve
yes.
your problem.
Okay, so. One last thing, then I'll shut up.
Okay.
No,
I have
no.
this fantasy.
Yes.
I have this fantasy that maybe what I should be with a woman is when I'm in my later 60s, 70s, when it's just about companionship. They're not going, why don't you try to work more day and get more work?
You'll have another excuse then. You have so many excuses.
Okay.
You're putting everything off till tomorrow, till 10 years from now, and you're putting so much weight on yourself.
And
dating is a muscle, and if you don't use it, it's really hard to get back out there again and start dating when you haven't done it. So why don't you just take the pressure off? I'm having coffee. I'm having a drink. It's an hour of
my life. Isn't there even an app that sort of it's just coffee or something
or it's just a drink?
Lunch.
Or
just lunch. Shoving matches?
No, it's just lunch.
It's just lunch.
Do that
you
one.
You know, when
lunch.
I come down from the edible,
that's what they all are now.
I realize I have bad stuff with loss. I've got new good friends. I think
loss,
I got hurt real.
Trust.
I was last in love in like 1990. I've had stuff, but love where I thought we were going to get married, have kids. So I think I'm really suck at loss.
Can you change?
Can I change and go to a gym?
No. You're never going to change. Okay. But what I would ask you to do is to when you have these thoughts to just kind of say, well, what's possible? This isn't really my thought, and to change, switch it in the moment. Like I'm sure people have told you this before, and you do meditation,
yes.
So you can. Controlling your thoughts.
I'm getting better.
Can say, I've decided to date, and it's actually non-negotiable. Like you're not allowed to change that decision that you've made to date online.
I'm gonna do it. You talk me. I have one last crush. Maybe these guys will help me later. So I know but I did try that crush. I had a few crushes. I've tried and.
I don't think I would do that right now. Don't go
just
after a crush.
Just meet people without the pressure.
Friend,
how about like there's no pressure?
Friends,
this, yeah. Just,
okay.
And even how great if you're not attracted to him because it's practice. It's like you should take every job
interview.
You want to
hear what Jackie wrote for my profile? Okay.
Jackie?
Who's Jackie?
Jackie is my lesbian friend who's the coolest woman in the world. We go out together.
Okay.
And she says, hey, maybe me or you for that girl. Maybe we could both get her.
Okay.
She's the coolest woman.
Fun with her.
Okay.
Okay, this is what Jackie suggested I should write. But I don't think profiles are this long, but I'll read it. Hi, I am Fred. That's it. No. I know you're going to say this isn't true, but I am really content and happy with my life and would love someone fun to enjoy the little and big things with. If you are looking to check off boxes of things you want, like house, kids, marriage, I am not your guy. Not that those things are out of the question. It is just they don't interest me. What interests me is laughing every day. I don't know why people take life so seriously. It is not meant to be. It's meant to be joyful and fun. I am happy where I am in life and learning more about life every day. I am a person of a I am a one-of-a-kind, eccentric person who loves spontaneity and not conformity. I love time alone to create and time to come together to play. I don't have a plan and don't want one. I am looking to meet one amazing person or several new friends.
I cannot wait to bring the special guest in to
You've
coach you.
Got to-
I cannot wait.
Yeah, exactly. You got to cut out the whole, I don't want this, I don't want that, no kids, no house, I got nothing, and then I want to hang out and play with you. I would cut out that whole part. Yeah.
But that being said,
why are they so long? Are they supposed to be long? Like
no,
that?
It's a little redundant too. But I like the part about like you're quirky or what did you say?
Eccentric.
Yeah.
I do though want someone really, really, really special, and maybe I have an illusion of that, and not to be with someone just for the sake of it.
How about you just with someone because you like them and you take all this pressure? You have so much pressure on yourself. What
if you want your cat?
I have two cats, yes.
I know. I think that's who you want to be in a relationship
exactly.
with.
Yes. Where you just nap all day. Yes. And you nap and they don't judge you for napping. And I know women who are married to gay guys. They're so gay, but they want to be married. I go, she just wanted to be married. This guy's so gay. I got sued for saying not that there's anything wrong with it. That's another thing. Oh, man, this is live. So the other guy, he's going to pound on my door again.
Not everyone's listening to all your stuff right now.
But
you're cool.
But what was I saying?
I think you got to pick a track. Just post it. We'll edit some of that.
Okay, you'll help
me. And I'll show you how you had the wrong dating.
And what does he do? Did he start?
So I went on Bumble, and it's only 32-year-olds. I know.
No, you
got to
do the range. You got to do the range, looking for a woman between.
And then does he just start
60?
Saying every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm going to go do this?
Yeah, literally every day you check it. Now the women, you'll get matched with people, and the women who you match with, it'll show that you match, but they have to send the first message, and they have 24
That's
hours
what I want. I want someone to come to me first.
That's Bumble.
That's Bumble.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you write them back and have your friend.
Now, since I'm 59, now do I put what's a reasonable age?
Yeah, you're looking for 20 to 28.
No, I'm not psychotic.
Put 40 to 60. I don't know. You tell
okay.
me. Yeah, 40 to 60. They're probably maybe not looking for marriage, family. Like, yeah. I don't know.
You see, if someone
– I do know.
See, the problem also is if I describe myself, my age, people may not put like a guy like me in their profile – in their wish list. But if they bumped into me, they may go, this guy's quirky.
Well,
he doesn't act
60.
To
be fair, I think enough people would recognize you from television. Yeah. There'd be sort of a little intrigue just from that.
And they would do the research, and they'd hear things about on Dr. Drew when I made pishy on the floor. No, I'm just making things up. No, but they could find. I'm just being
you have so many obstacles that you put up. Boom, boom. But all these, you want to do it, and then there's a million reasons
I want to
wait till he actually wants to get physical with one of these women. Oh, then you're going to have to have a whole couple-hour podcast.
Right. I've already heard some of the stories. We released your podcast on my show. I was listening to it with the Kathy Griffin story, which was a good one.
Oh, and she punched you in the face.
There's a woman I was messing around with, she has two sons, and one beats the other son up, and she gets in the middle, and we went out, and she had black eyes, and people thought I beat her up. Remember, I won't name her name, we called her, and because she had paranoia that it was because of her Trump one.
Oh, yeah.
So I try.
Yeah.
Rescue them, though. You were trying to rescue that one.
Well, I was trying to
nudity. All right.
That's another problem I have. If someone is attractive and they make it sort of like they'd have sex with me, it would be hard to turn it down. But I'm not Aziz Azario. I don't push.
Well, don't. When you do turn down, don't rock like that.
Right.
It looks a little creepy.
I can't turn it down. I want to turn it down. I can't turn it down.
I like Rain Man.
Yeah. People probably tell you just to kind of take a few, do your meditation or take a few deep breaths before you approach these women and just have fun with it.
Yeah.
It's a coffee. It's a thing. What else are you doing?
Meditate?
And by the way, he hangs out at the Farmer's Market, which is kind of a cool place to meet people, have coffee and, lunch. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'll meet them there.
Yeah, it's home turf for you, too. You're very comfortable there. You're sort of the mayor of that little area. You're the Fred's the mayor, right?
You didn't have them wait at another table on a line. I think with online, it's almost an illusion because we see these shows on a watch. I'm like The Bachelor or Flavor Flav. So I have this illusion. I'm the guy going to pick. Oh, next. Who's next? So I think the problem with internet is it's like shopping at IKEA. We have this illusion that what else is down there? Like in the old days in Baltimore, you meet whoever wants.
I just want you to find one.
Okay.
I'm feeling positive, but you're going to have to.
I will help you.
You're going to have
swipe
to set
it,
it
do
up
it,
for
stick with
me.
It. Yeah.
All right. Okay. What I want to do is take a little break, and then I want to bring in the special guest who would explain.
He could give me a pep talk.
He's going to give you a pep talk. There's a lot of excitement about him suiting up and being here for you. You know each other, yes?
We're new friends, and it's that kind of friendship where you feel like you've known each other longer than you have.
Need the mic. Right? I can't hear you.
Right. It's one of those things I'd like with a woman where you feel you've known each other longer than you
but
have.
But instead of woman, nice in this case
– well, both. It's a couple, but I'm friends with both
case,
of them.
In this case, it's a clown.
You gave away the punchline.
No, no punchline. You'll understand.
Funny surprise.
No, don't worry. There's plenty of people online. I'm noticing that people are quite excited.
You're the producer.
No, I'm not. The producer ran out for some reason. I don't know where she went, but she is not here any longer. But I will tell you that
he's going to give me a pep talk.
Give you a pep talk. Okay. And we don't know where that's going to go.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Someone's got to get through.
I'm ready. Emily gave me tough love. I'm ready for tough love. I'm ready to take it.
All right, we'll take a break. Be right back.
All right.
Well, we're so pleased to have Hydrolite back. Hydrolite is something that we and my family use just about every day, and it is simply the best oral rehydration product I have ever seen. And there are many reasons you should keep some around. I got the flu. I relied on Hydrolite because I knew it would rehydrate me the way an IV fluid would. We all have heard about the flus and the diarrheas, and they all knock you out. Staying well hydrated is critical to getting over these conditions. Even if you manage to avoid getting infected, your schedule is half as busy as mine. Getting 8 glasses of water a day isn't likely to happen. And you don't need it if you've got the proper hydration product, Hydrolite. That is the beauty. Whether you're sick or not, you're going to absolutely benefit from proper balance of sodium, glucose, and water. Hydrolite does this better than a sports drink or water alone. That's right, better. And it comes in great flavors like orange, berry, lemonade. It's available in a pre-mixed powder. My personal preference, the little effervescent tablets you can simply drop in a bottle of water or a glass of water, and you're done. You got it, and you are rehydrated. And compared to sports drinks, Hydrolite delivers up to 4 times the electrolytes with 75% less sugar. I know. Don't buy into the hype of the brands. Use Hydrolite. It's a better product. I'm telling you, I had intended to invent it. They got there first, so I'm all behind them. Hydrolite solutions are appropriate for all ages, and each bottle or package includes easy-to-follow dosing instructions. Order Hydrolite today, hydrolite.com/drdrew. That is hydrolite.com/drdrew. And for a limited time, our listeners can save 30% on Hydrolite.
We actually buy in bulk in our family. So we're going to click through. Believe me, just click the banner on my site and use the code DrDrew18. That is DrDrew18.
And we are back. Emily, maybe you should introduce our special guest.
Should I put it on Facebook Live?
Yes, everybody put it on Facebook Live because there's a lot of excitement about our next guest who suited up just for the occasion, Yucko the Clown.
Hey, there we are. How we doing?
Yucko, I'm doing great. Got any notes for Fred?
Where do I start?
Let's see. Right?
Well, number one, this guy, I just met him recently. I thought he was dead, honestly, and looking at him, the jury's still out on that shit. Look at this guy. No, Drew, the problem is he's got to fix up a lot of things in his life.
Yes.
Like you mentioned the cat.
Yes.
He's got cats. He's like a crazy cat lady.
He is.
He just never leaves the place. His Tinder profile should say, skinny Jew who smells like cat piss. Honestly. Just, you got to get rid of that. That's the only pussy you got in that apartment.
So take notes, Fred. You're
wait, skinny Jew
who smells like cat. I'm a better writer than that lesbian of yours. But you dress like a lesbian, by the way, Fred. That's another thing you got to work on.
Oh. How about this outfit for dating? What do you think?
No, look at that. I thought I had an ugly clown suit. Look at this guy. I didn't know... Does that come with a dick in your mouth or what? Where'd you get that? Jesus. Yeah, the only ST you're going to catch at this point is feline AIDS, okay? Get rid of the frickin' cats.
All right.
Get your shit together, all right?
All right.
Jeez. Hey, Yucko, I haven't seen you on Stern in recent months. What happened?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Taking a little hiatus.
The social media is very excited that you've showed up here. They're very excited to see you. They've been missing
you. I'm kind of a big deal.
You're a big deal.
I am. And No, I just went to take a little break. I'm working on some stuff in the background. Hopefully get back on the
Was
the
New York
Jew
your home before? On the what?
On the Jewish show before. You know.
Was New York your home before? Is that you're out here now doing
stuff?
Yeah,
Coney Island.
Coney Island, right.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
Sheepshead. Yeah.
Sheepshead Bay?
Yeah.
I'm from Sheepshead Bay.
Yeah. No, I'm from Coney Island. Yeah. Sheepshead Bay, you know. Yeah, there's too many Russians now. All right.
Fred, ask your coach some questions.
I'm trying to get on Facebook Live.
Such good podcasting.
Oh, yeah. This
all you guys with your faces and your phone.
You know you've made it.
I know.
So how long is the profile?
You're
going
to need to go in rehab after this show.
I'm going into hibernation.
What do you think of Emily, the sex therapist? Would you take sex advice from her?
Yeah, I'd take anything from her. I'd take anal from her, actually. Is that Astroglide?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Astroglide.
No. Oh, yeah. Well, Emily's got all kinds
of equipment.
You
got some of that in your purse? All right, great.
Yucca, can I ask you, you should have problems with different ethnicities dating? Because I know you have problems with different ethnic groups.
You do?
Well, no, you know, I think you should date within your own, you know, you should date someone not a skinny Jew like you, all right? Because you're just gonna if you start to get wet, you're gonna hydroplane off each other, all right? You greasy little Jew boy.
And so you can only date clowns.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right. Yeah,
that makes sense.
What's a Jewish clown? Do you have a joke for that?
A Jewish clown?
Yeah,
he just whole one.
Yeah, look at you. All you need is some grease paint with that ugly freaking shirt of yours. You need two of those: one to shit in and one to cover it up.
So, Yucko, we have one sort of key piece of advice you're giving him, which is suit up differently.
Get rid of the cats.
Yeah,
get rid of them. Put them down.
Why? It's because it's like I'm a pussy because I have cats.
Yeah, but it smells like crap. You know, I went over there. I had to hold my nose. It's like it smells like ammonia and loneliness. That's what your house smells like. It's pathetic. Grow up. Get rid of the cats. Just make a tennis racket out of them.
What do you think about him meeting women at the farmer's market there, where he holds court every day?
Is that all right? Yeah, but you got to quit moping around. You know, you're like. That nose is going to dig into the ground.
He blames his mom for a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah. Stop blaming that bitch, all right? You gotta.
What was your mom like? Was she a clown?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
No, in seriousness, I tried yoga because for my posture, so I'm not mopey. So I want to try yoga, but what happened was I bought the mat, and then there were just two people, and it was the hot yoga, and I only had a small water, and I kept resting. And then they go, and she had a Russian accent, da, 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 and I kept looking, and it looked like I was gawking, and I didn't know the moves.
We supposed to? Wow. What are we supposed to say? Supposed to feel bad for you?
I don't know, but I'm
trying.
Why
don't you keep going back?
But for posture, would that help for posture, Emily?
Yeah, it might help for posture.
Keep going back, Fred.
You know,
you got to. You can't give up. This is something I'm seeing about you. Give up so easy.
Like you gave up right now on me, Yucko.
Yeah,
Yucko,
you're hopeless. I tried, all right?
You depleted somebody, Fred, who has
boundless
energy.
Yeah, he's already depleted. Yeah, but he's already depleted. No, you're depleting Fred. Can we give him something? Anything good we can give him here? Any positive stuff?
You know, I could roast you.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, what are you, a Twister board? Let women play Twister on you? That's not bad.
Yeah, that is really bad.
We didn't understand it. I know a Twister board.
Do you know what Twister is?
Oh, I see. He's got the dots. Yeah,
he's got the polka dots.
I see it.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Hey.
One of your cats just hung himself back home.
Oh, God.
That's probably a good thing, though.
Emily, do you have any pets?
I don't. No.
So
see, I'm nurturing them. I'm nurturing to the world, but not to them.
So maybe, is there any kind of
is there a turn off to women that a guy has two cats?
I think that it's more of a women have more of the cat stigma than men.
So,
and
but
I
think about
men,
it.
You're like, oh,
if you have
that's
a, if you take care of an animal, sometimes women feel like that's so your ability to take care of a person, you know, sort of be empathic to the person, be caring.
Yeah. No, not your cats. All right, your cats are like mangy. They're like ripping up all the furniture.
He never saw
like
that.
He'll do a video. I saw him on video. You do those videos, and the cats have like ripped up his like office chair and the foam's hanging
out.
You're
right. He's actually right. That was my other cat. Yes.
You have angry cats.
They're the sweetest.
They're trying to claw themselves out of your fucking shithole. All right, they don't even want to be around you. They're trying to jump out the frickin' window, Fred. Fred, you loser! Come on, you pathetic piece of monkey shit.
So it's good.
Put it together.
See, it's good. He's gonna coach you into action, Fred. He's gonna get through all that negativity. Look he's smiling. I haven't seen you smile this month in years.
I love it.
Yeah,
I was saying
so
when he calls you monkey
you.
Shit, it just brought glee to your face.
I'm cutting to the core. I'm cutting to the quick.
He's like a football coach.
Yeah, get in there. Hit the showers.
Take an E.
I need someone to help me buy clothes, but seriously, this is a nice shirt.
No.
Come on.
Just go for some solids
there.
Yeah, what is it, like birds or those like
come on, this is nice shirt. I got it at the place at the Grove.
But Tommy Bahamas?
No.
It looks like Tommy Bahamas.
There's a place.
Goodwill?
I actually wore my best shirt, not my best, but so, all right.
The Buddha
says
solid
boutique.
Colors.
Yeah. It
solid
looks like
colors.
The Buddha boutique.
I think you'd better with a solid color. Just keep it simple.
I feel like Nick Nolte.
Like a button
maybe,
down or something.
Try something with a zipper so you can zip it over that big gawking Jew face.
God.
So clearly, whoever he dates has got to be into ethnic humor.
Exactly.
I go to the Gap or just the Old Navy and just buy a shirt to
get out
of it.
That's not from either one of those places, though.
What?
Because I'd be okay with Gap or Old Navy. That's like JCPenney or something. Or
no, the Grove.
The Grove.
You got it at the Grove.
Where at the Grove?
The Buddha Boutique.
Oh.
No, I got it at the Top Shop. Top Sirloin, whatever it's called.
That's for like hipsters, though, which
you're
not.
Okay, I was with my younger friends.
Yeah.
It is kind of a hipster.
So is Gap and Old Navy shirts okay?
If they're solid colors, you can pass for that.
Shouldn't you just go to Brooks Brothers or something? Keep it simple, really simple.
Brooks Brothers. But that's
just really simple.
That's your age.
I know, but it's his age.
Yeah.
Jake
but
Rook.
I'm not going to dress like a principal, a 59-year-old,
a real
59-year-old.
Somebody said you shouldn't be wearing T-shirts after 55?
But during the day, I go to the Grove. I wear a T-shirt and a hat.
A shirt and a hat?
So
I know I'm wearing a T-shirt. Don't stare at it.
So T-shirts during the day, that's that bad?
No, we're who are these people
you know what
who say
happened?
No T-shirts?
What happened was a woman used to live next to me who was a wardrobe consultant. And I said, hey, you know, you always shop at the Grove. Could I tag along with you and you help me buy clothes? She said, sure. And then she gave me an invoice. She charged me.
That's what stylists do.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a couple calls. How about that?
Okay.
Yucko, are you willing to take calls? Somebody from Virginia about your career?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
This would be good.
Jason, what's up?
What's up, Yucko?
Wait, he's got to put his headphones on. They barely fit over that dome of his.
Jason, all right.
Somebody called him a conehead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jason.
You know, there a lot of people don't really care much for Yucko. They think he's a bad guy, but I tell you, this guy wishes me a happy birthday every year on Twitter.
Who doesn't? Who thinks Yucko's a bad guy?
That's because I've only got 5 followers on there, probably.
No, that's my account. And you're one of them, too.
Jason, you have a question for Yucko?
That's a good question.
Yeah, you know, you mailed me a copy of The Damn Show, Volume 3, autographed it and everything for me. I was wondering if you had any plans of another one coming out.
The Damn Show?
Oh, yeah, that's the sketch comedy show I used to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, lots of good shit on the horizon, and just stay tuned, buddy, all right?
That's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Let's talk to...
I didn't want to plug anything, but now you made me, see? You twisted my arm.
All right, Bob, you had a question about sort of online dating. Go ahead.
No, actually, Drew, this is Bobo from California, but thank you anyways.
Bobo from California. Steve from California, you mean.
Steve.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have a great question. I was dating this girl on Tinder. We went out last week, and it turned out when I showed up, her pictures were very misrepresentative, and she was probably like 75 to 100 pounds heavier.
So you could say 75 years old.
She wants to know, I don't want to go out with her again. Do I have to tell her the truth? Or like, how would Emily versus how would Yucko handle that?
Doesn't Bob from Steve from California sound a little bit like Gonzo? It's a little bit of a Gonzo quality here, but okay, go ahead and answer that question.
Well, she was dishonest, right? Like, did the pictures take? She took a picture of a face pic, and she was like squatting behind the couch or something. Like, you didn't see how fat her ass was. What was going on?
Emily,
go ahead.
No,
this is the big thing. People are always like, they misrepresent their photos. Guys do it too. Guys are really bad at taking photos.
So what do you do that? What do you?
I just think you got to say there wasn't a connection. I mean, if you feel like you'd be like your pictures didn't represent you. You could
think,
say that,
I think that's
but I don't think you need to.
Right. I think you
better not
coffee.
To ghost, though, and just say I didn't feel a connection.
What's
nice
ghosting?
Nice meeting you. Ghosting is when you just disappear and you don't answer. You ghost. You're like that. And that's kind of a thing. That's a term right now. People do. They go out. They'll have sex. They just disappear. Like, I thought he was going to call. She was going to call. And you got ghosted.
It seems like that would be what a lot of guys would do with social media.
Yes.
With
it happens all the time.
But it also seems like an awful thing to do if you're in the middle of just hanging out with somebody.
Yeah. It's not a nice thing to do. And I really think that it's, you know, just do the right thing. Just say, hey, it wasn't a great time, or I didn't feel a connection. Bye. That's all you have to say to him. But when you say, yeah, it was great, I'd love to go out with you again, and then you don't hear from that guy or that woman, and you're like, oh, I got ghosted.
So, Fred, are you feeling better?
I am. I mean,
this is everything you imagined it would be. This is all of your creation. So, congratulations.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna do it, even though I'm nervous, and I still have that crush, that woman, but. I'll do this first.
No, don't do any crushes.
What's the crush? No. Does she know? How long have you been crushing on her? Like restraining order?
No, I'm not creepy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
You start trying to fix people you have crushes on. That's what it makes.
Oh, no, that woman.
You try to save women?
Nah, not really. That one woman, I hadn't messed around in a while, and I just had to, you know, she made it available, even though she had black eyes. And
not from you.
Right? No.
His
son... Yeah, she fell down the stairs, right, Fred? You creepy bastard. I don't know what happened.
But it could happen where you go, you know what, I'm sort of attracted. Did you ever do things where you stare at their arm, go, that's nice, or you try to like focus in and then it pops up. No. What's
and,
it?
And then you unhandcuff them from the radiator. Yeah. Yeah, we know, Fred.
I'm trying to talk yourself into people.
You know,
I think
something.
Guys know
this isn't the same thing, but this is something I shouldn't talk about on a date. But I remember when many years ago, if a woman was on antidepressants, it was like, my God, and now I'm on them. So, meaning things I would never think I would do, or meaning they're all.
You have all these judgments around people.
But, saying that, but I've loosened so many.
Have your medicines been adjusted? Is that why you're happier now?
No, I've loosened a lot of things because I didn't know about things you don't know. So I'm
Yucko, you get that?
This.
He's loosened things you don't know about things you don't know. Pretty clear.
Yeah, that's very, very freaking clear.
I had anxiety. I walked out of the Phantom Thread. Did you see the movie?
No.
Because I go, I can't be this charming. He sits, he wipes their face when they eat, Daniel Day-Lewis, and they love him.
Oh, yeah, I want to see that.
I can't stand it. No, I know for most people, I could, you know, yes, just shut this guy up. But there's some I think that would like to be with me.
Okay, we have a caller named Cecil. There, Cecil, would you want to ask something of Yucko, yes?
Yes, hello. I'd like to ask something to the angry cloud, cloud who seems very upset. I would like to know, is there anything that makes him happy inside, deep down in his heart, and not always angry and yelling at people like nice Mr. Fred, like he's been doing on your show?
And Cecil, and thank you, Cecil. But, you know, both Fred and Yucko have seemed a little bit less edgy than I'm familiar with both of them being. Both of them seem a little like they're good for each other.
Really? Fred,
Yucko's a little abusive, and Fred
maybe
laughs at him.
Maybe they can find happiness together.
I love
maybe,
it.
Maybe this is really
it's
the,
like his mom or it's, something. It's tough like love. It's like with a nose.
Go ahead, Yucko. Answer Cecil's question.
Cecil, what makes me happy is when people blow their nose and they don't sound all nasal anymore. That's step one. And, not much makes me happy anymore, all right? I'm dealing with some shit, too, okay? And,
okay, buddy.
I just try not to fill up the bathtub and slip my wrists every night.
Maybe sometimes just think about the beautiful sunshine and look around you and find happiness within yourself.
I'll do that, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Get this crazy bastard off the phone.
All right, you guys. We're going to wrap things up here. Yucko, where can we find you?
Just Twitter, @ Yucko the Clown.
Y-U-C-K-O?
Yeah.
@ Yucko. There's a lot of action. I mean, let me see if there's any Twitter stuff, because there was a lot of excitement that Yucko was here. And
My phone died, but... from all the stuff, but I'll try to figure out 4 photos. So you think do Tinder before? No, Bumble before Tinder, Emily?
Do I think Bumble? Yeah, try them both. But you know what? Bumble, because then Tinder can be overwhelming, I think, and I think Bumble, the woman has to make the move.
Okay.
We'll talk about it. I'll help you with it. But it doesn't. They work exactly the same. I just think you have to commit to one and do it.
And how long? All right, the profile.
And she's going to do it
way
for
too
you.
Long. We're going to edit
she's
that down.
Okay, okay. And she's going to put you on Bumble. And then if you screw up, I'm going to put Yucko on it.
Yeah.
No, he won't talk about it, but he met his girlfriend on Tinder, right?
Yeah.
Can we put her on the horn here?
She doesn't want to talk.
Don't want to talk?
She can't.
Doesn't want to talk?
But you know,
sometimes
Fred,
it works.
You're a writer, right?
Was it love at first sight? Yeah. One look at the clown, you thought that's for me.
No,
it was. It was love at first sight. He's quite charming.
Oh shucks, yeah. No.
Now let me. I wonder if this is true. I from people I've talked to online, it seems either they find someone right away or they're chronic internet lookers. Because I've met a few people like you only went on one.
You're
thing
already you're already predicting failure, Fred. Yeah. Either way, it's going to be a success.
That's the spirit.
Whether you find somebody immediately or end up just meeting lots of people and hanging out at a farmer's market and drinking Bob's coffee with them, it's all going to be good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You're doing fine.
I'm going to work on this.
We support you.
I'm going to work on this fucker. We'll get you there.
That's the attitude. That's what I'm looking for.
Got to kiss a lot of toads, Fred.
All right, I'm gonna try.
Don't give him any ideas,
Mr. Producer.
I do love my cats.
He got kicked out of PetSmart doing that shit.
And he was looking for the Sonoran toad that gives the hallucinogenic high.
Right.
I know. He's licking its eyeballs and squeezing on it. So, anything, Ms. Producer, you'd like to add to this this fine affair?
I'm just very proud of Yucko's PC interview today.
I think he held back too much.
Oh, come on.
She got him nervous.
Well, it's Facebook.
Fred loves the abuse.
This is Facebook. I mean.
It's okay. But
Yucko
was
very good. He behaved himself. Fred.
This was for you, Fred.
No,
all right,
again,
yeah.
No, in all seriousness.
You have to insult everybody in the room at least once.
I really.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
I really appreciate him doing this. I mean,
I do too.
It's a real nice favor. And
no, I'm a big fan of Yucko. I've been a fan of Stern forever. Give a round robin, at least the four of us that are here, five of us that it's a little bit of an insult for each of us.
All right. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know DeVry had a medical school. There you go. And look at you. Oh, man, you're hot. I'd eat the corn out of your mother's shit. And look at you, you skinny broad. Hey, I think I locked my keys in my car. I'm going to go use you for a Slim Jim. Eat a sandwich. Jesus.
All right, Yucko.
All right, I feel better now.
I appreciate everyone. Emily, everyone.
All right, Fred. It's good to see you, man.
You too.
It's been fun. We've been goofing around. And,
awesome.
Thank you for organizing this, Fred, and bringing Yucko in and being part of this. And we did. This is maybe Pearl will even like this one.
is your mom. Maybe she'll even enjoy this.
Yeah.
This little,
she's going to get a report.
A little lighter tone. So
yes, except for the antidepressants and the.
Well, you didn't say, you didn't tell me what you're taking now. What are you on?
Lexapro.
Same one. Did you increase the dose?
My doctor did.
Good.
This is.
I like
good.
That.
We like
I like
when the
that.
Doctor does it.
Could I tell one last short funny story?
Of course.
But it's not that long. So I went through a little thing when my 18-year-old cat died, which he thinks is funny. I went through a little depression and work dried up. So I went to my doctor and I said, you know, I feel it's all over. I'm not working in showbiz like I used to be. I know it's the depression talking. He goes, hey, if I couldn't be a doctor anymore, I'd be depressed. It is what you are.
See?
So it's kind of funny how
right.
I was being the rational one, saying it's a depression.
But he was saying sometimes a cigar is just a good smoke.
Yeah.
See, who wouldn't be depressed if they were in your shoes, Fred? So, all right, you guys, thank you for being part of this tonight, and we'll see you next time.
Remember, you can find all these podcasts at drdrew.com. The Dr. Drew podcast, the This Life podcast, and the Adam and Drew podcast, which is available 5 days a week. Find them all on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Subscribe and get it first. And if you're really happy, click on the Amazon banner at drdrew.com to help support the show. We'll thank you for it. If you join the email list via drdrew.com/contact, we'll send you a weekly infusion newsletter with Dr. Drew's news. We're so grateful when you get in touch. We read all your emails and we'll bring you the subject matter you want to hear about.
You live.
Welcome to the greatest health and fitness podcast in the world. Not even open for debate. The only podcast that isn't trying to push supplements on you or get you injured. Just the pursuit of health and fitness as a lifestyle. Dr. Drew Pinsky here, board certified physician.
Now we got to establish ourselves.
Yeah.
As greatest. We're declaring it today.
No, it's been well it's been established. Declared. Yeah.
Mike Catherwood has been on my ass for, what's today? About 4 years to do this podcast. And now here we are. We're
well,
doing it.
Sly Stallone just walked in. Arnold's working out. The fucking meeting of the minds is going to happen. Yeah. And they do the buff guy handshake.
Yes.
They're like, ah, this is great. No, this is good. And I'm like, oh, this is everything I ever dreamed of.
We have at Soul Patrol Pod on Twitter.
Nice. Drew, we got our own Twitter. We got our own Twitter feed now.
Wow.
At Soul Patrol Podcast on Facebook.
Join the Soul Patrol?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
honestly, thank you.